Blog Talk Radio.
Again on a Tuesday for our specially themed show in reference to taking care of the temple. The title of the show is What's Eating You? The Healed, Healthy, and Whole Food Show. This show is designed to help us learn to begin to combat the ills within our environment that are taking a lot of people out, making it tough to live a quality of life. Because we get kind of comfortable and we get kind of lax with our everyday lives and we rush to fast food, stress and pressure getting to us, quick remedies for the kids, and not understanding that how important it is to take the time out to pay close attention to what you're putting in your body that's affecting your mind, your soul, and your spirit, and your psyche. It's sad to say that these days we have to fight for our health. You have to walk into the store with a dictionary and some glasses, ready to Google all ingredients. But unfortunately, the powers that be see you as a number, and they figure there's just too many of us in the world to take care of and, you know, keep up with. And so they give you a quick fix with medication. And, of course, we know the medication is making us we're not better off taking these prescription medications. Pharmakia, pharmaceutical medicines, meant to treat the, not to treat the actual problem. But it kind of deals with some of the, just kind of pacifies, if you will. And I'm just trying to find words that you will be able to kind of relate to. We never really treat the problem. We just only address the symptoms. And it's a temporary fix. And more than likely you become addicted or you inherit another problem from taking these drugs over the counter and prescription. So that's what we want to talk about tonight. So here at the Social Change Action Network, we are dedicated to bringing you information to empower you, the community, our society, and just talk about things that are going on, current events, We like to talk about things going on within our neighborhood, with our own people, and we also like to keep in line with current events as it pertains to prophecy, whether it be Bible prophecy, these prognosticators of doom, these agnostics, and we like to kind of get deeper into the news that is not coming your way through the mainstream media that they're not informing you with. And so tonight our focus is just going to be strictly on health. We've been having Aisha Bay. We haven't been here for a couple of weeks, and Aisha Bay at IamWellNow.com. I really recommend her website, some of the tinctures and teas and potions that she's come up with. She's healed herself from cancer. She also found cures for HIV. She was able to treat a few people there. And she's a certified herbalist, amongst some other things. But you can check out her website. I don't know if she may have time to call in a little bit later this evening. But if not, we're also just going to talk about some things that's going on as it pertains to these vaccinations, these forced vaccinations, the things that they're doing to our children with these vaccinations, and everything being done in the name of making our kids better and actually making them worse. We're finding a lot of people that are just dropping dead from organ failure, higher rates of diabetes, lupus, all types of raging cancers everywhere, destroying people. We have radioactivity to deal with. We have toxins in the air. So I know a lot of you are aware of it. You probably just don't want to talk about it. You're probably hearing about the fast food industry and the fact that they're putting additives in the food, chemicals in the food, foreign substances, foreign meats, and probably even flavoring your food with cells from aborted fetuses. You may be eating something that's bringing a curse on you, that's doing something to your soul and to your body that you couldn't even imagine. This is no longer sci-fi or fiction, the world we live in, or the information that comes to us. It's a reality, but most of us are in denial. So I'm not going to say it's my job to wake you up. I leave that to the eternal creator, the Most High, to be the one to wake you up. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and the reason we don't have knowledge is because we choose to be ignorant. And there's a scripture that makes it clear that if one decides and makes a conscious decision to be ignorant, let them remain ignorant. It's important that you take advantage of all of the information that's out there and do your research, do your homework. I'm not here to actually preach to you tonight, but just to maybe talk about some of the things going on out there, what's in our environment, and maybe how you can combat these things with simple things right in your grocery store. Maybe you walk into a health food store and you get confused by everything that's in there. So we want to be able to start giving you some tips on different herbs that you can make your own teas or tinctures with that can help you to fight some of the diseases, depression, weight gain. There's actually something that comes from the earth for everything. There's even a number of herbs taken in conjunction. Women, you may like this, that can actually cause for your breath size to increase. And the reason I bring that up is because we're destroying our bodies by putting saline and implants into our bodies. We're killing ourselves all for the sake of looking good, for attracting someone else for self-esteem purposes. Well, there's a tea for your self-esteem, too. You've probably heard of St. John's wort, and there's some other herbs that you can combine that will help you to deal with your mood and your depression, your mood swings. So we want to start talking about that in the coming weeks. We'll probably play some clips for you. And we also just want to let you know that, yeah, it's a fact that there are things out there in the air, in the food, in the water that are meant to decrease your lifespan, to kill you, and to get you out of here early. And if you're not aware of it, you will leave here early. I think today, to say age is just a number, people used to say that when they were dating. But now that is such a true statement because our babies are dying. Cancer and tumors and different things at a young age, and kids are having massive heart attacks in their 20s. Life can be just really cut short. There's a reason why our babies are obese, and there's a reason why your organic food costs so much more money. You need to be informed about GMOs. You need to be informed about the lack of nutrition that's actually in the vegetables that you're buying from the cheap little corner, generic corner store that has been spliced, sprayed with all types of pesticides that you're consuming. And then the fact of the matter that they've actually injected the pesticides into the food and the antibodies that they're giving the animals, and that they're injecting swine and pork into the beef and into the chicken and stabilizers and growth hormones. And we're ingesting all of this. And I'm a firm believer in praying over my food, and, you know, I believe the Most High bless your food, and because he said when you take up any deadly poison, it won't hurt you. We have a lot of things that we've seen in scriptures of how to eat, what to eat, and food being cleansed and purified. But also, when you know better, you do better. And I think it's important that you don't just become lazy and just say, ah, whatever. I think it's important for us to be aware of what we should be putting in this temple, which is the temple of the Kodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh, that dwells on the inside. And it wants to dwell in a clean temple, a strong temple, a solid temple, a well-thinking temple, a well-balanced temple. This temple was made by the Most High. It was created. It was formed. The Hebrew word is Yatsur. He formed you and sculpted you, breathed into you the breath of life. And your responsibility was to take care of it, do the exercise. I'm seeing older men, gentlemen in the gym, and I'm really impressed by them. They're like in their 50s, 60s, even 73. Young man's body, you can kind of see in their face that they're a little bit aged, but it is possible to live a quality life and to change your lifestyle. It's never too late for anything, but most of all, to begin to live healthy. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So if you want to call in, guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. Before we get into different things about herbs, I want to share something with you from Dr. Scott Johnson. It's a great website, Contending for Truth. He puts out some good information. He's so close to almost all the truth. There's just some things he just denies and doesn't want to deal with. But these days, we just don't know what to expect. And so there's something, according to the World Health Organization, health is defined as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So let's look at how our Americans dying. This is what they put out. A definitive review and close reading of medical peer-reviewed journals and government health statistics shows that American medicine frequently causes more harm than good. The number of people having in-hospital adverse drug reactions, ADR, to prescribed medicine is 2.2 million. Dr. Richard Besser of the CDC in 1995 said the number of unnecessary antibiotics prescribed annually for viral infections was 20 million. Dr. Besser in 2003 now refers to tens of millions of unnecessary antibiotics. The number of unnecessary medical and surgical procedures performed annually, listen to this, is 7.5 million unnecessary medical and surgical procedures performed annually. 7.5 million. The number of people exposed to unnecessary hospitalization annually is 8.9 million. The total number of iatrogenic deaths shown in the following table is 783,936. It is evident that the American medical system is the leading cause of death and injury in the United States. Now, how scary is that? I know I was just speaking with my mom 3 weeks ago, and she told me she had some new fish oil. Come to find out that it was a new pharmakia, which is witchcraft, Greek sorcery. It was actually a medicine with fish oil in it. The first day she took it, her heart rate soared. She couldn't even go up a flight of stairs. She almost collapsed and passed out a few times. I got over there and read the medicine. When I saw the side effects, I was blown away. Not only that, it was not fish oil. So people are coming into the knowledge of certain things that are good for our cardiovascular health, but the doctors are trying to jump in on that bandwagon and either discredit it or implement it into another form of medicine or come up with a derivative of something, you know, of some sorts. So it's important that you are mindful and cautious of what you're doing. Later on, we're going to talk about the fact that there's a lot of loose leaf teas and a lot of loose leaf herbs in these health food stores where you can actually go in and put together your own, like I said, tea and tincture for whatever is ailing you. And so there's a good book I'm going to put in the chat room a little later that I want to recommend to you that will show you how to put together some things that you can begin to just sip on and drink every day that will help you combat cardiovascular disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and how to deal with these things so that you don't have to just run to the pharmacia or run to the hospital, which in most cases, if it's just red, it's going to make you a lot worse. They're killing you. The term iatrogenic is defined as induced in a patient by a physician's activity, manner, or therapy, used especially to pertain to a complication of a treatment. Journal of the American Medical Association. So now that we know some startling information about our health system, it is important you understand how much control you have over your own health and the quality of life you will be experiencing as you continue to age. Looking at some statistics from the CDC, the 2003 data shows that heart disease and cancer are by far the most common causes of death in America. These two causes are responsible for 65% of all recorded deaths. What is that telling us? So let's see. Iatrogenic deaths from the conventional medicine field would technically be number one in the above list. And here's another statistic. Top threats to U.S. health. Only tobacco surpassed obesity among leading causes of preventable U.S. deaths in 2000. So obesity's up there. I'll tell you what else is up there. You got tobacco, number one, poor diet and physical inactivity, not exercising, working out, you know, park the cars, walk, get a bike. And alcohol consumption is really high, you know, that legal drug that most people really downplay and don't realize what it can do to your entire body, destroy you. Once the liver is not functioning at its optimum peak level and the kidneys, all sorts of other things begin to happen to your body. Then we, of course, have pollution and other toxins, and I think that's on the rise. With the metals that are being sprayed in the air, chemtrails, do your research, all the barium, beryllium, the aluminum, so many other toxins. Poor diet is number one, tobacco is number one, and poor diet ranks right up there, so there's a lot of reasons for it. Interpretation, don't smoke, eat well, and exercise. So that's the bottom line is don't smoke. You don't need to smoke. Smoking, a lot of people think it's innocent, but so much damage that smoking does to you. And people used to say, oh, it's not a sin to smoke. Well, no, it's not a sin to smoke, but why would you smoke? You know, smoking is used to, in a lot of cultures, to attract demon spirits and entities. To open up seances and sessions, and it does something. It just kind of kills that whole third eye thing and the whole spiritual thing and just numbs it and deadens it. It takes away your whole glow, your radiance of your spirit, the ability to thrive. And, of course, there's so many chemicals in a cigarette. There's thousands of chemicals in one single cigarette that you ingest that are now actually destroying your interior, your inside. Let's compare the death rates per 100,000 of heart disease and cancer starting back in the year 1867. We see death rates are soaring from cancer. Cancer is everywhere. It's been said that vaccinations are playing a key part in these cancers because there is a it's like an agent that goes in and connects itself with your DNA and your genetics, and it goes in hiding for a number of years, and then there's some type of receptor that activates that cancer at a certain point. And if you haven't done anything to combat that, or as far as what you're eating, what you're breathing, and how you're working out, then you're probably prone to get some type of cancer. I think it was Aisha Bey that was on the show that said all of us have some form of type of cancer inside of us that's trying to come alive or take over, but our immune system is constantly fighting it and combating it. And what we do to build our immune system and combat that is what keeps that cancer away. the non-pasteurized juices that we drink, and then there's also types of certain types of vitamin Bs. I did a show before where I told you you can find a type of vitamin B. I can't recall it right now if it's 7 or 12. I'm just drawing a blank. That's actually in the kernel of an apricot seed, organic apricot seed. SEACT is very good for you, but I'm not sure about the SEACT that's on the market now. I just don't know if it's a watered-down version of the SEACT that used to actually heal people from cancer, but it has turkey rhubarb, sorrel. I can probably give you some of those herbs towards the end of the show as well. White sugar, killing us. Now you're taking all these aspartames. That's destroying you too. The sugar and the sweets. Refined sugar include the obvious hardcore sweets such as cookies, soda, candy, chocolate, pastries, ice cream, etc. Most people know that these foods are loaded with processed, bleached white sugar. Surprising to many, however, is that approximately one half of the 170 pounds of sugar we eat during the year, is hidden sugars, which are added to ketchup, gum, juices, rolls, yogurt, granola bars, canned fruit, alcoholic beverages, and breakfast cereals. Take courage. There's hope. There's hope. We just have to calm down on some of the things we eat. Ingredients like high fructose corn syrup, sucrose, and other names for refined sugars. When plants containing sucrose are refined, they are stripped of their life force. So you're not eating anything with alive enzymes to help build your insides, communicate health to your body, soul, and spirit. Everything is dead. It's cooked. It's stripped of the vitamins and minerals. What remains is sterile, pure carbs that the human body cannot use. In order to even absorb this carb, the body has to deplete its store of vitamins and minerals. So when they're giving you this stuff and you're eating like this, too many carbs, your body's kicking out the vitamins and minerals to make room for the carbs. Carbs creating an imbalance. Sugar is an effect on anti-nutrient as it increases the need for nutrients in the body. Amazing. Another one you want to watch out for is refined flour. You find that white flour, just stay away from it. Try to stay away from all white flour and white bread, white rice. Just stay away from that stuff. But you'll find it in rolls, crackers, most cereals, pastas. Get whole wheat grain pasta. Bagels, no good for you. It's not healthy. And tortillas are a few. Not to mention that all of the corn now, pretty much 98% of our corn is genetically modified. The entire corn crop has been tainted by these demons, Monsanto. The average American diet is estimated to consist of somewhere between 60 to 70% refined flour products. Most people who eat this way believe they are eating a sugar-free diet and are unaware of the health risks associated with the overconsumption of these foods. And see, this is what happens with most diabetics. Sugar spikes, people don't realize that they're getting just as much sugar also from the white flour, the bread, the rolls, the crackers, a lot of your cereals, a lot of the pastas and so-called healthy bagels and these tortillas loaded with sugar. The Supreme Court declared the bleaching of flour illegal in 1918, but the law was never enforced because the vice president of one of the biggest milling companies, Pillsbury, was also the executive head of the Food and Drug Administration. The criminality of flour bleaching was admitted by the flour millers themselves in a bulletin published by the North Dakota State Agricultural Experiment in 1906. They sent out 24 questionnaires to flour millers and asked them what they thought about flour bleaching. 18 of the millers wrote back and said that it was a criminal act and hoped that the FDA would ban the flour bleaching. They actually take flour and put bleach on it, and you put it in your bodies. Flour bleaching brings on diabetes, and this is how it does it, by converting xanthan, which is one of the nutritional chemicals in flour, into alloxin, which is a very dangerous poison that specifically destroys the islets of beta cells in the pancreas. Insulin is produced through the islets of Langerhans beta cells. Because the vast majority of nutrients are completely destroyed in the milling of flour, there is a direct correlation between heart disease and white flour. we might as well remove the term heart disease and supplant it with white flower disease. There you go there. But hold on, the Bible says bread strengtheneth a man's heart. I know that's in Psalms 104:15. There's the bread that you've probably seen, the Ezekiel bread that's in the store. I don't know if they're still keeping true or if that company's been bought by some other crazy company that's stripping it down of its nutrients, but we're supposed to eat bread the biblical way. And that way we would be eating unrefined, freshly baked bread in which the flour is freshly ground. In this type of bread, the natural vitamin E and B factors would all still be intact. So these are two factors that are essential for a healthy functioning heart and cardiovascular system. These are the same factors. We're talking about the white sugar and white flour. Just run from white bread and run from white sugar. The best thing in the world is honey. And if you can get raw honey or raw maple syrup, or just stay away from the sugars, period, and the sweeteners. Oh, my goodness. Just to think about going into Starbucks and getting what they call a caramel macchiato with all the syrup and the whipped cream and the sweeteners. First of all, Starbucks is definitely known to be tampering and experimenting with flavor cells from aborted fetal cells. And also, there's other things inside the coffee that's dangerous, not to mention all the sugars. So rather than finding methods of efficient distribution, it has been easier to simply devitalize the food. Foods which have their vital factors removed will fail to sustain life for insects, molds, and microbes. Consequently, they can be easily shipped over long distances and simply stored over long periods. Unfortunately, foods which will not sustain other forms of life will not satisfactorily sustain human life. That was Dr. Roy Lee. So anything that they're putting in something so that it can last long on the shelf, it's going to kill you. So too much refined sugar, too much refined flour has been linked with the following nutritional deficiencies. You're lowering your vitamin B complex, vitamin C, magnesium, zinc, calcium, and chromium. You want to get magnesium and phosphorus in your diet, as well as chlorella, lots of cilantro to deal with the metals, and also the magnesium and phosphorus. I'm talking about that because that's going to help us deal with all the fluoride and the fluoridated water that we're drinking. They've got chlorine and fluoride in our water, which is destroying us as well. We'll talk about that some other time. Excessive consumption of refined sugar and flour has been linked with the following disorders, to name a few: diabetes, heart disease, obesity, hypertension, headaches, depression, anxiety, PMS, irritability, indigestion, allergies, hyperactivity, fatigue, insomnia, most of all, cancer. So for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That means what you put in your body, that's what you're going to get out of it as well. So everybody's praying for the Most High to heal them, but nobody wants to eat right. And we're putting the wrong things in our body, and then we keep saying, pray for me, and then we'll go eat a slab of ribs, some white bread, and drink a soda with that. Probably have some fries that were deep fried and some oil that's been sitting there for like 3 years. It's loaded with trans fats, cause cancer. Come on, people. Let's talk about trans fatty acids, hydrogenated fats, and overheated vegetable oil. Trans fatty acids are the artery-clogging fats that are formed when vegetable oils are superheated. A study done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture found that during the past 80 years, the average American consumption of trans fatty acids in the form of oils and overheated vegetable oil has increased to 400%. Common sources of these oils and partially hydrogenated oils include margarine, mayonnaise, vegetable shortening, oils, breads, crackers, muffins, cookies, pancake mix, peanut butter, cereals. Excuse me, that's a dog going crazy, doing its job. Cereals, salad dressings, corn chips, potato chips, frozen foods. Stay away from the TV, Dennis, people. Nothing in there at all. You might as well eat the box. There's more nutrition in the box, okay? And then especially if you're using the microwave, that was meant to destroy you and kill you too. Throw the microwave out the house. Go back to using the oven, stove, fire. All right? If you can't do that, try to eat raw. I'm sorry. I'm trying to just going back to being a caveman. You're probably, I just want you to live longer, be healthy, and be whole. You're going to feel better if you start doing these things. You don't need to go just run to the 24-hour fitness and get a gym membership. You got to eat right. I know people working out every day, and they still can't lose weight or get healthy. It's because of what they're putting in their body and what they're not putting in their body. Okay? Trans unsaturated fat is 14 times more potent as a disease risk factor than the saturated fats that the public has been warned about for years, the kind in beef, butter, and cheese. Excessive consumption of trans fatty acids has been linked with antioxidant deficiencies. Essential fatty acids deficiencies in the following disorders: heart disease, excessive menstrual bleeding, hypertension, arthritis, psoriasis, allergy, PMS, depression, cancer. If you're confused about fats, these nutrient-rich traditional fats have nourished healthy population groups for thousands of years. Let's take a look at that. Bear with me, people. It's just this young dog just running around, doing a whole lot right now. Okay, let's see. These nutrient-rich traditional fats have nourished healthy population groups for thousands of years. Let's take a look at butter. It needs to be raw, organic, and from grass-fed cows. Amazingly enough, that a lot of people don't know about, is coconut oil. Organic coconut oil. Sesame oil, organic, which is best for cooking due to its high tolerance for heat. Cold pressed extra virgin olive oil. Also, cold pressed organic flax oil, very good for you. Flax seeds, very healthy. Marine oils, molecularly distilled. And rice bran oil. It has to be organic. Now, in reference to Christ, there's a scripture, Isaiah 7:15, says, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know how to refuse evil and choose good. Not only is this a proof text that butter is not a detrimental food, but this verse also indicates the plainness and simplicity of the life in which Christ was brought up in. This is an example for us to follow. Now, these new fats, all this hydrogenated stuff is definitely causing cancer and heart disease. So, I mean, you know, with the vaccinations, with the atmosphere, the air, and what you're eating. Stay away from canola oil. Basically, traces of this solvent, hexane, remain in the oil even after considerable refining. Like all modern vegetable oils, canola oil goes through the process of caustic refining, bleaching, and degumming, all of which involve high temperatures of chemicals of questionable safety. And because canola oil is high in omega-3 fatty acids, which easily become rancid and foul-smelling when subjected to oxygen and high temperatures, it must be deodorized. And the standard deodorization process removes a large portion of the omega-3 fatty acids by turning them into trans fatty acids. So, although the Canadian government lists the trans content of canola oil at a minimum 0.2%, research at the University of Florida at Gainesville found trans levels as high as 4.6% in commercial liquid oil. The consumer has no clue about the presence of trans fatty acids in canola oil because they are not listed on the label. Kind of stuff that people destroy for lack of knowledge. Same thing with soy. Stay away from it. Soy has phytoestrogens, and they disrupt your endocrine function and have the potential to cause infertility and to promote breast cancer in adult women. So if you're messing with the soy, it's bad for women. Causes breast cancer. Also, I'm going to alarm you with something. Breast cancer has also been linked to people who have had abortions. So with everything that's going on with what you're eating, and if you're just having abortion or abortion after abortion, and your breast is in the process of lactating, or, you know, preparing, your body goes through a whole process. It actually goes into shock when it begins to start the process of preparing itself to bring a child into this world and have that child snatched and murdered in your womb and the body going into shock as to, like, what just happened, there are things that transpire with your body. So just wanted to bring that up. Soy phytoestrogens are potent anti-thyroid agents that cause hyperthyroidism, low thyroid function, and may cause thyroid cancer in infants. Consumption of soy formula has been linked to autoimmune thyroid disease too. So do not put your kid on some darn soy formula. Use your breasts. It's the way the Most High designed it. By the way, if you give your child breast milk, he wouldn't have to even have all these vaccinations before he's 2, 3, and 6, because there's automatically things that are being transferred from the mom into the kid to prepare it to help combat disease. But they don't tell you this anymore. They want you to get your child shot up with a bunch of vaccinations, almost 80-something before they're 12, and all this stuff is taking people out. So much about soy, I won't even get into it. I'm just going to say it's not meant for human consumption. It's not meant for the body. Stay away from it. MSG that you find in a lot of Chinese food, stay away from that. It's linked to Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, Huntington's disease. We wonder where these strange diseases come from. It's the shots, food, and the stuff that we're eating that they tell us it's okay at first, but we just go along with whatever they tell us, and we don't do any research. Soy foods contain high levels of aluminum. And we know that that is linked to Alzheimer's. Watch it in your deodorant, too, that you're rubbing up under your arms. Your skin is like the number one sponge. It just sucks up and absorbs all this stuff. So be cautious about what you put on your skin, too. You know, watch the lotion. Read what you're putting on your face and in your skin. I'd say if you don't have any alternatives or options, go back to olive oil or Vaseline and use that. It used to work for the poor people back in the past. Walk around looking like shine jobs. We weren't absorbing all these different chemicals. So, we need to start talking about reducing the calorie intake. And I'm not promoting for anybody to be a vegetarian, vegan. I'm just saying be mindful of what you're putting in your temple. We have stress. Our environment, we're exposed to a lot of different things, even with the cell phones and the radiation, as I mentioned, and the microwaves. There's so many things that can just trigger what's already trying to fight to take over your body. You've got healthy bacteria in there, but you need to learn to get some lactobacillus and acidophilus in your colon to keep your colon clean, to put good bacteria in your colon to keep you healthy. We're losing oxygen with this sugar and fermentation and white flour. It's destroying the oxygen cells in our body. Cancer cells cannot live in an oxygen-rich environment. I've told people something that is hard for you to find is liquid oxygen, or how to find food-grade hydrogen peroxide that will oxygenate the body. If you can do research and find a way to oxygenate your body, oxygen kills a lot of disease. Oxygen does. This is why working out and increasing your cardio is important, because you're increasing the oxygen intake, sweating out the toxins, and you're breathing, you're moving, you're living. But if you can do research and find a way to get some oxygen shipped to you, and I'm talking about some real oxygen, oxygenate your body. It actually kills cancer cells. The best exercise to oxygenate the body, rebounding benefits the body in 30 helpful ways. Rebounding is an exercise that reduces your body fat, firms your legs, thighs, abdomen, arms, hips, increases your agility, improves your sense of balance, and strengthens and your muscles overall. Let's see. The 30 health advantages of regular rebounding include the following. It increases the capacity of respiration. It circulates more oxygen to the tissues. It establishes a better equilibrium between the oxygen required by the tissues and the oxygen made available. It causes muscle to perform work in moving fluids through the body to lighten the heart's load. And that's important. Exercising lightens the heart's load by moving fluids around and not just depending on the heart, but just keep pumping and moving things and reducing weight. It deals with the blood pressure to regulate that. It stimulates the metabolism. There's so much to look at. So for more information about that, you can just go to Rebounder Info on Google or research at Health Bounce. I don't know if I want to get tonight into things going on with stay away from the statin drugs, Lipitor, Zocar. That's the first thing. They want to throw you on. They talk about your cholesterol's high and you can die. Just stay away from that stuff. The side effects will probably kill you before the cholesterol will. Let's see. Next point I want to get to. Also, these other statin drugs will take away the natural CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, a compound that is essential for energy production and especially abundant in the cells of the heart. CoQ10 deficiencies and heart failure go hand in hand. And patients with the lowest levels of CoQ10 generally have the most severe disease. We're seeing heart failure like never before, and I believe that the CoQ10 deficiencies caused by our increasing reliance on statin drugs are largely responsible. So coenzyme Q10 can be found at your health food store. I recommend that if you've had some heart problems that you get a hold of that as well. I could go on and on as far as telling you what you should stay away from, but I'm not going to really get too much into the medicines. Just be careful what you're putting in your body. If those side effects outweigh the benefits, then you want to try and seek other sources and trust. There are other ways to treat yourself, treat your addiction, treat whatever you're going through, and I recommend that you look into that before you start anything else. I mean, before you even think about chemotherapy, please exhaust all the possibilities. And dealing with these sugars, stay away from the sweeteners, the saccharin, the aspartame. Look at your gum. There is no gum that does not have this aspartame that causes anxiety, abdominal pain, bloating, urination, hyperglycemic changes, memory loss, menstrual problems, muscle reactions, panic attacks, phobias, rapid heartbeat, rashes, seizures, convulsions, slurring of speech, swallowing pain, tremors, tinnitus, vertigo. Aspartame can mimic the symptoms of and worsen. It's rat poison, people. And they figure we're a bunch of dirty rats, so they're putting it in everything. Lupus, diabetes, lymphoma. It's in every piece of candy and gum pretty much you're giving your children now. So you want to stay away from these substitute sweeteners. If you can forego putting the sugar on it. I mean, I hate to tell you that some brown sugar is nothing but white sugar, and the reason it looks so crisply shiny because there's a pork derivative that they put on the sugar to give it that sheen. Sorry to tell you. Your best sweeteners are definitely your 100% organic pure maple, agave, and honey. Honey and coffee taste great. Okay, it's going to be very hard, we know. It's going to be very hard to find food that's healthy, but I believe that the Creator will find a way. He'll take care of us, and he'll speak to our hearts on how to prepare and what to do. A lot of people don't know about the GMOs, so I'm going to read something to you. It talks about the entire human race has been turned into a genetic experiment. This all started back in the mid-1990s when Monsanto and a few other biotech companies thought they knew what was best for our foods and started manipulating milk production with cows. We won't even talk about milk tonight. If you only knew that that milk, not the raw milk that comes straight from the cow, or goat's milk, if you can find raw goat's milk, that is actually a super food loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, healthy bacteria, It is incredible what goat's milk can do for you, but you can hardly find it anywhere. It's almost against the law to sell it or give it to anyone else. But this milk that they're selling in the stores that's like this crazy white that looks like paint, pretty much is like paint. That's probably pretty much all it's good for. There's no vitamin D in there. If you want vitamin D, go spend some time outdoors in the sun walking and let your body create its own natural vitamin D. They started manipulating milk production with cows and the genetic traits of key crops like soy, corn, cotton, and canola. Tinkering with genes and doing things with foods that God never intended is a gross violation of creation. In a little over 10 years, we've gone from very few genetically altered products being on the market to having almost 70 to 80% of the products now sold in supermarkets containing at least one ingredient that came about through genetic engineering. There are no laws that mandate that food companies have to tell us which ingredients are genetically engineered. Watch out for your products that say, and natural flavorings. We've been denied our right to know what's going into a product. The FDA doesn't believe we need to be concerned. They claim that a product is the same as long as its nutritional makeup is the same. This means that if a tomato is still red and has the same relative protein, fat, and carb content that a conventional tomato has, it's not important. It's not important what genes were inserted onto its DNA. The EPA says these foods are safe, even though genetic engineering has turned some crops into pesticide breeding factories. Other crops have been manipulated to make them immune to herbicides like Roundup. Genetic engineering isn't about creating better products that benefit humanity. It is a huge scam, and it's being used to destroy farmers and allow a handful of corporations like Monsanto to control all food production on planet Earth. Google Monsanto or YouTube. The sad truth is we really don't know what the long-term consequences are going to be from eating foods manipulated through genetic engineering. We just don't know what effect this is going to have on the human being. They're trying to turn us all into cyborgs, pretty much, if you ask me. They're putting all types of strange foreign antibodies, DNA, gene manipulation, everything into us. We're drinking stuff in the air where our souls, our spirits are picking up. They're trying to turn us into cyborgs, animals. They're going to chip everyone soon. And at some point, you know, we're going to probably talk about MK Ultra and some other things later on in the week, but at some point, we're going to begin to see the effects of this on our babies, our kids, and our society. There were no human safety studies done to validate these products to be safe. The government never required it, and the biotech companies tried to bury any field tests they conducted that showed a potential problem. There are hundreds of well-respected scientists who question genetic engineering. Some say there may be a link to cancer from these foods. Our DNA could be altered and send incorrect messages to our cells that cause mutations. You know, we will be the X-Men. You think it's a movie now. We're now eating genes that we never ate before. Researchers like Jeffrey Smith, author of the book Seeds of Deception, says that there is evidence to show that gut flora has been found to contain bacterial genes used in altering genetically engineered crops. Well, is that a concern? Gut flora and digestion is what keeps us alive. We don't have a clue what effect these genes may have on our flora or our digestive system in the long run. We've got sick crops, sick animals, and sick people that have all been harmed in some way or another by genetic engineering. Yet we're turning a blind eye as though everything is fine. The only way to avoid the problem for sure, at least for now, is to go organic. That's a lot more expensive. And I know it's hard to afford with gas soaring. So for now, it's worth going organic. It's cheaper than like a week's stay in the hospital or the pharmacia that they want to put you on to kill you with. Should people be outraged about this genetically engineered food without knowing it and without knowing what the possible consequences could be? The government's not going to tell you the truth. They're just gatekeepers and mouthpieces for the big corporations that run this world. So dairy, not good for us. genetically altered foods, people. But get ready to get to the other part of the show where I'm going to tell you about some good stuff, name off a few things that can combat a few things and some things you can put in your body. But you just don't know what you're getting when you sit in these nice, beautiful restaurants with the tablecloths and the ambiance and the experience, but you don't know what the heck's gone on in the back of that kitchen or with the food before it got there. The MSG. I went to a restaurant not long ago and figured I'd get the healthy meal and the veggies and everything. I had the biggest headache in the world realizing that, no, it had MSG in it, and that was obviously some other things inside this food my body immediately reacted to. Once you start cleansing your body appreciates it and starts to bounce back and will let you know when there's something inside of you that is not beneficial to your body. Trust the voice in the body. It speaks. Natural flavoring or natural flavors are some of the most deceptive ingredients listed on the labels of many foods. So I just mentioned that. You want to watch out for MSG and manufacturers. There's a lot of deceptive advertising and packaging. So you have to, you have to question just about everything, even as you're buying this food and you're reading it. If it does not clearly state, what that other natural flavorings is, and, it just moves on. Or if the ingredient is just the ingredients, the listing of the ingredients is way too long, and you don't understand half the things in there, you don't need to be eating that. Let's see. Bear with me, everyone. I'm going to cover some more of this information. So let's look at this real quick. I want to cover this. A lot of Americans are taking synthetic vitamins. This is by far the most popular way to supplement the diet with nutrients. During the manufacturing process, the organic nutrient that is considered to contain the essential component of a vitamin complex is synthesized in a laboratory from non-food compounds such as coal tar. This is very similar to the way in which most drugs are made. Thiamine monotrate, for example, is a B1 molecule derived from coal tar and is labeled as vitamin B1. It's nearly all of the popular B complex supplements. This factor has been directly linked to 78% reduction in sperm count among American males from 1938 to 1990. The analysis of data collected from 38 to 90 indicates that sperm densities in the United States have exhibited an average annual decrease of 1.5 mean sperm per milliliter of collected sample, or about 1.5% per year. This also gets back into white bleached wheat flour has more than 30 known nutrients removed, with four synthetically added back in. So anything that says it's enriched, you have to watch out for that. So a lot of these popular vitamins are synthetic vitamins. Best way to get your vitamins is through your herbs and through organic foods and how you eat raw and how you eat them raw. If you're going to buy a ready-packaged, ready-made vitamin, you want to make sure it's of a vegetarian, 100% organic source, and you just want to do your research. You don't want to go buy something at the dollar store that says it's a complex multivitamin, and it tastes like plastic, and it's wrapped in plastic. So even though we don't eat vitamins, take vitamins for taste, but that's just something you want to keep in mind, that there's a lot of manufactured, synthesized, fake vitamin supplements that are out there as well. I used to take this vitamin until I found out it was being shipped from China. It had everything. It was just a superfood. Until I found out that the soil wasn't being regulated, the FDA wasn't approving this, and that the fruits and vegetables were freeze-dried and that they weren't from an organic source. And so I could have put myself at risk for a whole lot of things. And then you have to go through these detoxes to get this stuff out of your body. Know that it can be done. So listen, just as a chemist cannot create life, neither can he create a complex vitamin, life element in foods and nutrition. This is a mystery the chemist has never solved and probably never will. And the synthetic vitamins he creates on the basis of chemical formulae bear as much resemblance to the real thing as a robot does to a living man, lacking an elusive quality that chemistry cannot supply. Did you know most vitamins on the market claiming to be natural only have to be 10% natural to make this claim? While the word organic means anything that contains a carbon atom, which could be a synthetic substance, not just organically grown produce. Salient point. The problem is that when the body is lacking nutrition, it's not lacking in one isolated nutrient. Whatever the patient did to create the vitamin C deficiency, they at the same time created a deficiency of all the other cofactors. We don't develop synthetic vitamin deficiencies. We develop food deficiencies. Some foods have up to 3,800 nutrient components to nourish the body and make up the nutrient deficiencies. You have to give the body real food. The problem with taking partial nutrients as an isolated synthetic vitamins is that in order to use that food, the body has to make up the difference with its own reserves. Let's see. We'll talk about vitamin C some more. You want to beware of coffee, cancer cells have numerous receptor sites for synthetic vitamin C. Synthetic vitamin C acts as a growth tonic for cancer cells. Fake vitamin C is a growth tonic for cancer cells. Nutrition and Physical Degeneration reports the test effects of vitamin D in 500 human pregnancy cases. All the women given synthetic vitamin D developed calcified and diseased kidneys. This is why they tell you that vitamins are bad for you or just as dangerous, because they're talking about the vitamins that they're making, the vitamins that don't come from natural food sources. Yes, those vitamins are dangerous. Investigators found that women whose dietary source of the vitamin E complex was dietary displayed significant reductions in bad cholesterol oxidation. However, when women who took in synthetic vitamin E supplements actually increased their LDL, bad cholesterol, with the more that they took. So people, overall, you've got to do your research. There's nothing that can replace organic fruits and vegetables, either juicing them, trying to not cook them. Don't even try to put them in a microwave. That's just asinine. That's ludicrous. Let's see. Let's talk about option two, phytochemical supplements. These are supplements derived from food sources that contain a single therapeutic component of that food. Examples of phytochemical supplements include indole-3 carbonyl extracts from broccoli, lycopene extracts from tomatoes, although they are generally safer than synthetic vitamins. So you want to remember that phytochemical. Like a synthetic vitamin, a phytochemical supplement is an isolated nutrient or compound that can't provide full benefits of its original food source. So if you really need the carbonyl, indole, and the lycopene, go get some tomatoes and broccoli. Steam them. Boil them real quick. Season them up. Eat them that way. Your body will love you for it. Organic whole food supplements. Okay, we're going to pick up on some of these other things maybe next week. However, I did say that we would get into some herbs that you can take that are healthy for you. So let's cover some of that real quick. And you might want to get your pen or your pen paper out. I'm going to give you some names of some herbs that you can buy from the store. Now, there's a store I go to we have called Rainbow Grocers, and they have these large, gigantic jars of raw herbs. These are much better than the prepackaged that probably lose their potency. They've probably been on the shelf for a long time. They're just not the same. And you just still don't quite know what's in everything. In here in this store, they have large jars. You may have it at your store, too, where you can actually weigh how much you want, take it out, and you can combine what you need to combine just to get what you need. Now, I'm going to give you some ingredients for an herbal ingredients for vitamins, a multivitamin. The ingredients would be alfalfa, kelp, rose hips, plantain, and garlic. You want to get all that together and boil that and then let it sit and then put that in your fridge and sip on that. This liquid formula contains calcium, copper, folate, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, C, E, and K. This is an herbal vitamin from a tincture that you can make. Alfalfa, kelp, rose hips, plantain, garlic. You want to boil that in some distilled water. We really want to be careful with this water. We want to try and see if we can defluoridate our water and get the chloramine out of there and the chlorine out of the water. Sometimes they say if you boil it for 10 minutes, your water's good, or you can to distill your water is to collect the steam that comes from the water. These are some of your options. There are things that you can put in your water, like sodium thiosulfate. But try to use clean water. Try and stay away from the tap water now as much as you can. So that's one for an herbal vitamin. Let's see. I'm going to give you something for weight loss support. These herbs are what you want to grab. Hoodia, H-O-O-D-I-A. St. John's wort. Borage, B-O-R-A-G-E. Passion flower. Gotu Kola. Ginkgo. Lobelia. Cayenne pepper, another superfood, Atlantic kelp, alfalfa, bladder rack, dandelion, licorice, and white willow bark. You can combine these. It's rich in vitamins and minerals, including iodine, which helps to fight the radiation, the radioactivity that's in the air, and it's an appetite suppressant, helpful in losing weight. You can also write me or email me if you would like some information on this particular book or on this information that I have, and we can send it out to you. Let's see. I've got a tea I want to share with you for miscarriage prevention. Its ingredients: wild yam, ginger, red raspberry, catnip, false unicorn, and squaw vine. These combined help prevent a miscarriage. This is how amazing the Most High is. He's given us everything. It's just a matter of knowing what to take, what's necessary. We've lost this art, and we've suppressed this information all for the quick fix of running to the doctor. Okay, let me give you something for memory support. Valerian root, rosemary, Gotu Kola, borage, Eleuthoral root, Eleuthoral root, licorice, Lobelia. This is used for memory loss disorders, Alzheimer's, senility, and dementia. This actually aids memory enhancement. I'll give it to you again. Valerian root, rosemary, Gotu Kola, borage, Eleuthoral root, licorice, and Lobelia. You can combine all of these. You can chop them up and take them, or you can make a tea or a tincture out of it. Something for menopause: black cohosh root, licorice root, false unicorn root, eleuthoral root, squaw vine, sarsaparilla root, and blessed thistle. This helps to alleviate hot flashes, dizziness, headaches, breathing difficulties, heart palpitations, and depression. Okay, let's get a few more real quick. Male muscle builder, so I can get you out of GNC, because that stuff's killing your kidneys and your liver, and it's going to have some long-term effects on some of you bodybuilders. All you need to do is get you some sarsaparilla, saw palmetto berries, and strawberry leaf. These three ingredients actually help to increase muscle mass. These three alone, sarsaparilla, saw palmetto berries, and strawberry leaf, increase muscle mass. Please pass that on to some brothers in the gym that's going crazy with the steroids, causing all kind of irreparable damage to their bodies and their nervous system. So, sisters, pass it on to these brothers. Okay. I'm going to give you brothers this one, too, because another thing that you're killing yourself with pharmakia is because you're worried about pleasing your wife, and it's just not working like it used to, and you're popping that blue pill, and it's going to take your heart out and take you out. So let me give you something to increase your sex drive. These ingredients right here, Eleuthero root, let me spell that. It's E-L-E-U-T-H-E-R-O. Eleuthero root. Damiana. Gatu Cola. Sarsaparilla. Sassafras. And saw palmetto. This helps with issues of ED, erectile dysfunction, and impotence. It enhances, stimulates, and balances the male hormones. There's something for everything, people. Stay away from the witchcraft, sorcery, drugs. Okay, just a few more I want to share with you. Infertility support for women. Two herbs. And you probably never heard of some of these herbs, but you go to your health food store, your whole food store, they've heard of them. They just know most people don't normally usually request them. Infertility support. False unicorn, that's an herb, and lobelia. This helps increase fertility in both men and women. Okay? All right, so let me give you, let's look at a few more. I think I talked about heavy metal detox in the show, and I want you to get this because of the chemtrails that are being sprayed and that you're breathing in every day and the radiation levels that are in the air that they don't even talk to you about anymore, and just the metals that we're just taking in, we're touching. Chlorella, cilantro, remember, organic, coriander seed, organic, and garlic. This helps to remove heavy metals from the body safely and quickly. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have? Ginseng. Keep some ginseng in your life. Okay. Deal with the stress that's out there. Okay. Let's see. I want to give something for diabetes support. Okay, so for diabetes support, you want to get yarrow, juniper berry, huckleberry, cayenne, and golden seal. This formula may help to decrease the amount of insulin required by the individual. It can also be used for adrenal glands, hypoglycemia infection, and pancreatic disorders. Now, there's a diabetes tea extract that you can make, which consists of bean pod, bilberry fruit and leaf, blueberry leaves, Gymnema sylvestre, balsam pear, bitter melon fruit, and uva ursi. Now, this unique formula has bean pod, bilberry, and Gymnema sylvestre. It is a diuretic, astringent, tonic, blood purifier, and antiviral. It fights free radicals, detoxifies, and reduces blood sugar. It is able to block the absorption of sugar in the intestinal tract and regenerate or repair pancreatic beta cells and restore the pancreas when no permanent damage has been done. It removes sugar from the pancreas, stimulates the circulatory system, increases urine secretion, temporarily paralyzes the taste buds on the tongue, which sets sweetness. It also enhances libido, increases venous blood flow, strengthens the brain memory and optic nerves. This formula helps to balance the blood sugar and stop craving for sweets. So it's something to help you deal with that sweet tooth as well. Let's see, another diabetic insulin support. You want to get cedar berries, uva ursi, licorice, mullein, and cayenne. This formula is a synergistic support for the adrenals, kidneys, and pancreas. Less insulin dependency may occur and can also be used for adrenal glands, glycosidase, and hypoglycemia. Okay, just a few more. Like I said, we'd like to give you the information, not just talk about the problems that are all around us, but try and come up with some solutions. Okay, bear with me. I want to give you something that can be used as a skin gel. Aloe vera gel, MU oil, St. John's wort oil, lavender oil, and tea tree oil, and colloidal silver combined is a natural antibiotic with a kick. And so you can use this on your skin and be absorbing antibodies into your skin and deal with all types of psoriasis, eczema. It just soothes the skin. There's also a sports rub you can make instead of putting these chemicals on yourself. One would be St. John's wort oil, cayenne oil, and safflower oil. This is a natural, no-pain sports rub. Okay, let's see. Just a few more people. I'm going to give to you. Of course, there's so many in here. I have thousands of natural remedies and concoctions that you can create yourself to make your own gallbladder tea, antiseptic soap, your own essence tea, something for everything that ails you, okay? So we can get you off of the bad stuff. This next one I'm going to give you is... We'll close out with this one. It's actually a tea that you can make called Inner Peace. The ingredients are agrimony, these are all herbs, aspen, larch, mimulus, red chestnut, white chestnut, and chamomile flowers. And it's known to give an inner calm and peace when drinking this tea. So just maybe something to help get you off of the caffeine because you are addicted. Can you imagine? People are spending like $25 a week on coffee. It's $100 a month on In-N-Out coffee. So people, come on, shake yourself from the caffeine. Let's get back to the tea. There's some teas that will cause you to feel better about yourself, and you can feel whole again, okay? All right, so with that being said, I hope you enjoyed the information. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Here at the Social Change Action Network, we are adamant about bringing you the truth. Tomorrow we do have a show Wednesday and Thursday, and hopefully on the Shabbat, the Most High willing. So spread the information. Send us a line. Let us know if this has been of help to you, if you're enjoying it. And we do have some coming guests in the coming weeks on Tuesdays for our shows about what's eating you and protecting the temple. So I'm going to close out by saying what we, as we always say here, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because we know that truth is a journey and not a destination. Have an increased and highly benefited week. I'm your host, V. Shalom. Shalom.